Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wish everybody Mubarak and congratulations. Mubarak and congratulations that you are in the month of Ramadan. Mubarak and congratulations that you have the day of Jumu'ah. Mubarak and congratulations that you are in the state of fasting. Mubarak and congratulations that you are people of the Quran. You are people of Salah. You are people of Dhikr. You are people of the Masjid. Mubarak and congratulations that you have now come to a stage in Ramadan where it's no longer a struggle for you. Isn't remaining hungry normal now? Right? In the beginning, it was a little bit of a struggle. It's become routine. It's become kind of normal. In the beginning, we were getting used to suhoor and iftar. Some years ago, we were staying awake the whole night. Now we're getting a chunk of sleep as well. But getting used to that has become normal for us. It's almost as if now it's become routine. And we're at that point in Ramadan where it started to become robotic. If you fall in this category, I do. If you fall in this category, I invite you to come with me. Obviously, we don't have much time. So on a very, very small and short journey. And we listen to the words of the great Imam, the great orator, the great author, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh. And Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh, he says, and he's got a book called Al-Tabsira. And in there he mentions Umniyatul Mauta, the wishes of the dead people. He says, if you were today, right now, to go to a dead Muslim in his grave, and we have a deceased with us today as well, if you were to go to a dead person today in the grave, in the cemetery, and you were to ask them to make a wish, do you know what wish they would make? They would make only one wish, he says. What's the one wish they would make? He says, Tallahi, I swear by Allah. There would be one wish that that dead, deceased person in the grave will make now. You go to a grave and knock on there and ask them, make a wish. Do you know what wish they will make? They will wish that they could have one day of Ramadan. They will wish they would have one day of Ramadan. Know your worth. Know the value of what you have now. Know what you are going through. Why was Imam Ibn al-Jawzi so sure about this? He hasn't experienced death. How was he so sure? He says, when I read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person is laid in the grave, the first thing that is done, you are shown a window of Jahannam. And the window of Jahannam is closed and Allah tells you, you've been saved from the hellfire. And then a door of Jannah is open for you. And you are told that this is where you're going to go. The person in the grave, what does he remember? That in the world, there was only one occasion. Futtihat abwaabul jannah wa ghulliqat abwaabul niran. That the doors of Jannah are opened and the doors of hellfire are closed. When did this happen? When does this happen? Only in the month of Ramadan. When the dead person is in the grave and the dead person sees the shaitan and realizes that in the world, the only reason shaitan was there to deceive me. And remember how many times you followed the footsteps of shaitan. Quran says, you will say to the shaitan, Ya layta baini wa baynaka bu'd al-mashriqain fabi'sa al-qareen. I wish Allah puts a huge distance between you and me. You deceived me in the world. At that point, the deceased person in the grave is going to wish for one day of Ramadan. Why? Because it is only in Ramadan where we hear that when Ramadan starts, what happened? Suffidati shayateen wa maradatul jinn. That the jinn and the shayateen are locked and they are chained away. When a person is in the grave and they will see the reward for standing one night in prayer is equal to 83 years. Ibn al-Jawzi says the person in the qabr will wish for one day of Ramadan. What does Allah say? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Do you know what Ramadan is? When a person in the qabr will see that one day of Ramadan could be equal to performing hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wow, are you hearing what's being said? Hajj, imagine your group leader is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, you're repeating after him. He's taking you to Mina, he's taking you for tawaf, he's taking you for sa'i, and you're following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Ansari woman comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, idha ja'a Ramadan, when the month of Ramadan comes, fa'tamiri, make umrah. Why? Fa'inna umratan fi Ramadan ta'dilu hajjatan ma'i. Anybody who performs umrah in the month of Ramadan, it's equal to performing hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why a mayyat will wish for one day of Ramadan. When the mayyat realizes for standing for 1.5 hours only in prayer, Allah is giving the reward of standing the entire night in prayer. This person will wish that I wish I could have one day of Ramadan. What's the hadith? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever stands with their imam, hatta yansarif, until the imam finishes, not when you'll decide to leave after 8 rakat. It's a very bad atmosphere to create in any masjid. If your masjid is doing 8 rakat, you go after 8 rakat. If your masjid is doing 30 rakat, you stay for 30. If your masjid is doing 40, you stay for... The hadith is saying, you want the reward for praying the whole night? If you run out after 8 rakats, you will not get the reward of praying the whole night. Taraweeh is 20 rakat. Your imam in this masjid is doing 20 rakat. The hadith says, man qama ma'al imam hatta yansarif. Whoever stands with the imam until the imam decides to finish. Not when you decide to finish. Then you will get the reward of standing the entire night in the prayer. Let's all make intention, inshallah. From today onwards, if we've made this error of causing this chaos in the masjid, of just walking out whilst the Quran is being recited, inshallah, we won't do it again. Let's make a promise today, inshallah, that we won't do that again. If you're going to a masjid and they're praying 8, you finish with them. That's fine. But if you're in a masjid and they're praying 20, they're praying 30, they're praying 40. And in the Haramain, there's been practices of praying more than 20 as well. There is no scholar who will tell you, you cannot pray more than 8 rakat. Rather, those few scholars, who advocate for 8, they will tell you, if you're praying in a masjid and they're doing 20, pray 20. This is what they will tell you. Whoever stands with the imam, until the imam finishes, what happens? You get the entire... So you realize, in your qabr, this person will wish for one day of Ramadan to come back. One day of Ramadan. Then this person in the qabr will be sitting there and seeing every single good deed has been multiplied. And your fast, you know this fast that you're keeping now, your fast will be in a corner. Just like this. Not multiplied. Just like this. And the person will think, well, how come fasting hasn't been multiplied? I struggle to keep the fast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. And we remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kullu amal ibn Adam lah. Every good deed that you do is for yourself. And every good deed is multiplied by 10 all the way to 700. Illa sawm. Allah says, except for fasting. يَضَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ لِي. Allah says, you left your food and your drink and the fulfillment of your desires just for me. So now what will happen? أَصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. I'm not going to hand you over to the angels to get your reward for fasting. Allah says, I will give you the reward myself. I am the reward for fasting. You know, in the month of Ramadan, many a times we get to a stage where we don't feel like reading so much Quran. Everyone around is reading loads of Quran, or they're doing dhikr, or they're doing charity, or they're making dua, and you're just not feeling it at that moment in time. Don't hate on yourself. Don't think you're a bad person. Because at the end of the day, you are know the value of a fast. Allah loves a fasting person. This fast in itself, value the fast. It's okay. It's okay not to be okay at times. That's okay. It's a very normal feeling. We're not always going to be on a high. You're going to be on a high. You'll have dips as well. You're going to go up and down. And it's perfectly fine. It's okay. Because Allah loves you. Allah loves you. If Allah didn't love you, He wouldn't have allowed you to fast. He wouldn't have given you la ilaha illallah. He wouldn't bring you into His home. Allah loves you. This is why He makes you stand in front of Him in Salatul Taraweeh, in Jummah. That's why you're here. Because Allah loves you. Allah is kind towards you. Allah is showering you with His mercy. Feel the love of Allah in your heart this Ramadan. The fact that you are fasting, this is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I end on one hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. For a fasting person, there are two moments of extreme joy. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The first one is at the time of iftar. Don't you feel a buzz at the time of iftar? I think the happiest people at the time of iftar are those kids that are not fasting. Am I wrong? I see it in my house anyway. The kids love it. Like they've had their dinner and everything after they come back from school and they're just waiting for iftar. But don't we have this buzz at the time of iftar? Right? At the time of iftar, you have that one date. You have a piece of fruit. You have some water and you just feel refreshed. It's a very unique feeling. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged this. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان. Two moments of extreme joy for a fasting person, a believer. One is at the time of iftar, and the second is going to be وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. Remember this, brothers. Allah is preparing you this Ramadan to meet Him. Do you know how you fast throughout the day? You feel hungry. You feel tired. You feel thirsty. You struggle. You go through pain. And as soon as you have that first date and that sip of water, what happens? Don't we forget everything? We forget the hunger. We forget the thirst. We forget the pain. We forget the struggle. And all you feel is extreme joy. Allah is preparing you. This entire life that you are living in this world is like a fast. It's like a fast. You'll go through hunger. You'll go through thirst. You'll go through troubles. You go through tribulations. But the moment you meet Allah in Jannah, you're going to forget all your traumas. You're going to forget all your pain. You're going to forget all your difficulties, all the struggles that you went through. This is why the hadith mentions, لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانْ. For a fasting person, there are two moments of extreme joy. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ. One is at the time of iftar. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. And the second will be when you meet Allah. If you have fasted in this world and you're going to meet Allah, Allah's going to be so pleased with you. Allah's so pleased. Because do you know this fasting? It's value the fast. Because we don't value it, but the people in the grave. If you were to go and knock on a grave now and ask them, make a wish, do you know what they will wish? They will wish for one moment of Ramadan. We have Ramadan. We have Ramadan. To fast wholeheartedly. Enjoy the recitation of the Quran. Stand in Taraweeh until the end. Make dua as much as possible. We've got most of Ramadan left. Let's not make it robotic and like a ritual. Value every moment. Because the people in the grave, their only one wish is, we wish we had one day of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.